Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Join me, Chanel Denton, on the search for truth and guidance through conversations and content around the cosmic moments that can bring about exponential growth. You are invited to discover tools and techniques to manage challenges, master transitions, manifest abundance, and live your best life. The time for cosmic moments is now. Welcome. Today I'm with Nicole Bray. Nicole is an intuitive healer from Hawaii, who runs a program called The Soul Cleanse, where she speaks about emotional intelligence and also cultural integrations, using influences from shamanic spirituality and modern Western psychology.
What I provide is a beautiful space in our local yoga studio where people can come and commit through a 5-week process of clearing out the patterns, clearing out the old narratives and stories that are keeping them from being connected to their soul, to their heart, and their minds.
And what kind of tools are implemented to allow for clearing out the patterns or behaviors?
So the main thing that is creating space is like the biggest, most important part of the process of clearing out the patterns. And so when people walk into the space and they feel a part of something bigger than their lives, they feel a part of a group, they feel a part of the environment, they start to feel supported. And when you feel supported and you feel part of something, your heart starts to soften. And when your heart starts to soften, you start to more intuitively sense in and feel what are things that have been being pushed down below the surface. So that's the first part, is creating that safe space. And I do that by sort of setting rules in the beginning of what it takes to be a good listener, what it takes to tune into ourselves as someone is speaking, as a person speaking or sharing, and to know that we're always in choice, the choice to share, the choice to choose not to share.
If someone comes to a soul cleanse and they choose not to share, are they still going to be getting the benefit of the practice?
Absolutely, because the benefit of choosing not to share is the benefit of the voice, the benefit of their own truth, for tuning in, taking maybe a couple breaths to tune into the body to say, is this my moment? Is this true that I want to be vulnerable in this space right now in this time? Or do I choose to, because my body's signaling me to stay in silence a little bit longer and to observe and honor where I'm at, do I choose that space instead? So just the idea of choice and choosing from a place of the heart empowers people.
You're of Hawaiian descent. You bring shamanic spirituality into these soul cleanses. How do the people of this area react or respond to these practices?
Yeah, for me in the beginning, I went through a lot of self-doubt. And, you know, I have 4 kids in this town that I live in, and they are all in different school systems and grades. And so, actually I have twins, so they're in the same grade. But I first brought it into the youth. and created a year-long emotional intelligence yoga mindfulness youth program. And that was a way of starting to open the minds of the community and open the minds of the parents by bringing in these sort of practices in with the children. And so while I did practice and share the gift of yoga to the kids and share the gift of sound healings and vibrations and mindfulness, I also would bring in crystals. I would bring in indigenous instruments and conversations around nature, conversations around the healing of plants and the vibration and the prana through food. I'd bring in like turmeric shots for the kids and all sorts of things. So in turn, what was happening is you could see the shift in them, that they were starting to be in themselves differently in their world, act differently at school, act differently in their sports programs and within their home, and essentially teaching their parents these little ways of showing up in the heart. And so it's just this beautiful trickling down effect.
That's great. Emotional intelligence. Have you studied emotional intelligence that you bring into the programs with the kids and the adults?
Well, I used to be a school teacher, and then I went through all these sorts of highs and lows within my own life, questioning myself as a mother. Am I doing the right things for my kids? You know, how am I showing up in my community? And so through a bunch of trials and tribulations, I have found that truly that our children are our teachers. And so one of the ways of teaching emotional intelligence is to teach kids to sit longer in their emotions. And so we practice that in class. Like, for example, I would bring in National Geographic magazines, and I'd have them tear out a couple pages in the magazine and sit with the raw emotions and feelings and sensations that the image brought to them. And then they would do some self-reflection, journal writing, and we would discuss how those emotions and feelings showed up in the body. So I'd start bringing this awareness into, is there tingling sensations in the heart? Are my palms starting to sweat? Is my heart beating rapidly? So by identifying the sensations in the body, they start to learn that those sensations are doorways and gifts into their emotions and feelings. So the somatics, that right there was an example of somatic teachings. And I think that is the number one place to start in any sort of evolution of the mind and the body and the soul, is learning to tune in to what is happening in the body. So for example, as I'm speaking into this podcast, I'm tracking myself, like, am I feeling comfortable? Can I feel the wind coming in through the windows right now against my skin? And just feeling that and tracking that, I can come into this more centered, truthful, expanded self, instead of somebody that's anxious or trying to prove something or shying away. I'm tracking myself right now. So that's part of this somatic experience. So what I do in my cleanse groups and with the, what I did with the youth, was start teaching them to track the sensations of the body, meaning where's my spine located? Am I sitting up nice and tall? Are my shoulders away from my ears in a resting place? Where are my feet? Are my toes separated onto the earth? Can I feel my heels on the earth? What's happening in the way that I'm standing? And so through just tracking the different elements of the body, the muscular sensations, the heat sensations, the tonation of our voice, we can start to question, am I arriving right now in this moment in my expanded self, or am I arriving in this moment in a contracted self? So once I taught that element, people were sharing from a more genuine, vulnerable, authentic place in the areas of share, and they were able to find and listen to the deeper doorways into what is truly going on in the psyche and in the soul, just by keeping their bodies open and aware. So it's to me, it's the most important work is tracking ourselves.
How did you find this practice? What led you to somatic practice, emotional intelligence theories?
I've noticed a shift in my own, in how I carry myself from, say, 20 years ago when I was a teenager till I am now, I'm 41. And when I was younger, I had a lot of energy, and I was really caught in trying to prove myself into the schools, into my friends and my friends' parents, and just the culture and the system. And so I was really ungrounded. Like, I was explosive in my movement. All the exercises that I chose were around sprinting and weightlifting, and it was all about developing strength, but it was causing me to be sort of outside of my body with fanatic energy spewing out everywhere like a vortex. And so I noticed that because of that constant spinning out of my body, I was saying yes to things that I wanted to say no to, because somebody would ask me a question or invite me to do something, and I would instantly say yes. There was no source of checking in with myself. There was no source of grounding my body in to find a different answer. And so when you start saying yes to everything so much and your body's constantly running on overspeed, your immune system will start to break down. I started developing a thyroid issue, and I became more and more disorganized, more and more frantic, and it just really started to play a toll on my mental state. It started affecting my family, and so I started to just basically hit a low. And from that low, I found yoga, and I found my breath, and I found nature. And that's eventually what led me into diving down these other modalities and practices of stepping into your truer self, into my truer self.
Thank you for these beautiful recommendations and insights. What are the best book recommendations that you would be able to share with our listeners for anyone that's on this path or wanting to learn more about emotional intelligence and various behavioral therapies?
The Untethered Soul, 100%. Brené Brown, Braving the Wilderness. Hank Weisselman, who wrote The Bowl of Light. It's a book on Hawaiian shamanism.
Thank you, Nicole. My time in California has been amazing, thanks to you. It's been such a pleasure learning from you, participating in your workshops, and understanding more from you about emotional intelligence. For listeners at home wanting to get in contact with Nicole or learn more about the Soul Cleanse, get in touch at nicolemaliabray.com. I'll put that in the show notes.
If you found today's episode inspirational and informative, please consider joining me on Patreon. I'll put the link in the show notes, as this helps me fund these passion projects, help more people on their transformative journeys, and give information on an ongoing basis. Please hit subscribe if you like this so that you're notified every time we post a new episode. And join us on Facebook at Cosmic Moments for information about upcoming retreats
and workshops.
Or you can head over to cosmicmoments.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.